Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also another website, which is forbiddendoctor.com. Where we have tons and tons of information, and, of course, the ongoing Good Day Health Show podcasts that are available for you at gooddayhealthshow.com as well. Boy, I don't know, maybe scores and scores, if not hundreds of those things by now. Being a part of the Good Day Health Show for many, many years, and I've been doing a series here recently on the topics of food choices and digestion, and because food is your best medicine. Long before there were floods of vaccines and antibiotics and all the other things that have complicated our approach to healthcare from the way we used to be with nutritionists and herbalists and natural health people, because that's about all we had, we used foods. And we could usually tell by the symptoms that somebody was having what kind of foods they might be missing in their diet that has led to certain levels of malnutrition reflected as certain kinds of disease processes. In fact, there was a lady I was just talking to in my clinic yesterday that mentioned a certain kind of problem with the jawbone, with the mandible, that she and three of her brothers had. And she told me, I know Dr. Jack, you probably have some suggestions to make for me relative to that, but since it's a genetic thing, and I said, wait, what do you mean it's a genetic thing? But she said, well, I have it, and three of my brothers have it. And I said, yeah, that's one of the biggest fallacies that exist in healthcare today, that because you share something with your parents or you share something with siblings, that suddenly it's genetic. I said, which of your grandparents, of your four grandparents, had this problem? Well, none of them. Well, how many of your aunts and uncles have this problem? Well, nobody that I'm aware of. I said, well, it's not genetic, is it? I said, did you all eat at the same table when you were growing up? Well, yeah, you know, and as preteens and teenagers and young adults, before you either ran off to college or got married and left home or whatever else, you all ate at the same table. Well, yeah. All right, now I'm going to suggest something to you that you might want to ponder over. Because in today's world, and this lady was she's in her 40s, so 20 years ago, she was leaving home. So, you know, during the 80s and 90s, she was raised eating meals together as a family. And I said, you know, things are much worse today than they were back then. But even back in the 80s and 90s, it was very, very difficult to get all the proper macronutrients and the proper micronutrients that we need for a good, rounded food selection that'll cover all of our bases, especially in this incredibly fast world that Western nations, of which we're the preeminent example, live under and live in. So I said, the problem with your jaw here, and she brought some x-rays from the dentist's office, when we talk about bone loss, this isn't a genetic thing. You and your three brothers simply suffered from malnutrition growing up in this home, not because of any neglect or knowing neglect on the part of your parents or whoever prepared the food. It's just that a lot of Western people, especially Americans, as I said, assume that because our bellies are full when we eat, that we're getting the foods that we need in the sense of the micronutrition, the varied minerals and all of the vitamins in a very stable form that our body needs for proper physiology. Up until, maybe 150 years ago, diets are pretty much the same. Thousands of years after thousand years after thousand years after a thousand years. It is only when big agricultural companies started showing up and mass farming implementation started taking place that our food choices were made by somebody other than ourselves, in the sense that we weren't living off what we were producing anymore. We were living off what we were getting in grocery stores. And grocery stores don't exist to give you the best health choices possible. Grocery stores, like any other business, exist to make money. They're profit-oriented. And they will go in the direction that is necessary for them to have a good bottom line at the end of every quarter so that their investors are rewarded for their investments. So whether we're talking about healthcare, or we're talking about energy, or we're talking about transportation, or we're talking about education, or anything else, the profit motive is the one thing that rules in all of this. So as our lives began to get faster and faster and faster, I would say from 1950, the year I was born, 1950 on, we had less and less time to make really good food choices and less education to tell us what those proper food choices were. So I want to spend some time on that. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and I've been talking about a series of information on different kinds of foods that are necessary for proper health and physiology so that we can live a disease-free life, and that's kind of what I want to concentrate the rest of the show on. But back to what I was saying there. It's a full-time job, and I often say this all the time, it's a full-time job for one person of a family of four to learn, to study, to research, and put on that breakfast, lunch, or dinner table, or whatever else your eating schedule is, the best foods you can come up with to make sure those you are feeding are getting the proper widespread, wide-band coverage of all the micronutrition that's necessary. So that's what ForbiddenDoctor.com is dedicated to. That's what my shows are dedicated to. I'll be joining Doug here before this program's over with, and those are the kinds of subjects that we talk about. That, to me, is very common stuff because I repeat this to my patients all the time, but I'm surprised sometimes when I explain these to people, like this lady yesterday, about the fact that what was going on with her jaw and her brother's jaws was simply a matter of malnutrition. Some important ingredients were missing in their diet. And it's very difficult for somebody in their 40s to go back to the time when they were teenagers and tell me what they were eating. Sometimes I'll use a food diet with some patients. It's not so much what they're eating, it's what they're not eating that I'm concerned with. So, she says, well, what do I do from here on out? And I said, well, we've got some equipment here to do some testing on the body to find out where weaknesses are and where the areas of inflammation are that we need to address. That's all a part of the idea of getting the proper foods inside of our body. And by the time I had, enough time go by to explain all these things to her, she got the picture because she can relate it to her own family. Like there's Taco Tuesdays, this kind of thing, and Pizza Friday, and because she has teenagers in the house. And we want them to be happy, and we want them to be satisfied and to fill their bellies and these kinds of things. But I said, the problem is every generation that comes and goes, we have a weaker, less informed idea about what proper nutrition should be for ourselves and our families, because it's just not taught. The things that I talk about on the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show all the time are things that I believe every sixth grader, by the time they're going into middle school, should have a good concept of these things in their minds, just as I think they should with politics, just as I think they should with finances. They should have a good idea of nutrition and health before they get out of the sixth grade, so as they're going through the maturation processes of their early and middle teens, their bodies have the natural resources they need in the sense of micronutrition to produce good, healthy bodies, because they're eventually going to become parents. Not all of them, but most of them are going to become parents. And they want to produce the healthiest babies they possibly can. Now, I've gone off in a couple of different directions here than I planned on going, but what do I need to do? She's asked me, food. I said, well, you want to start off with the easiest to digest food that you can possibly come up with. And I see countless patients who suffer from irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, different kinds of digestive issues, diverticula, osis or itis, either one. And so when I look at their food diary, it's no surprise to me what I see. Lots and lots of salad, lots of sweet corn, lots of beans, lots of breads, lots of pastas. And these are, believe it or not, these things are really difficult to digest because we don't have the digestive system to handle these kinds of carbohydrates. Cattle do, horses do, sheep do, deer do, rabbits do. We don't. And yet they're the cornerstones of our diet. These make up the major foods that this lady and a lot of that she was raised with her children, getting the same thing now. And these are unable to digest unless when you have problems with digestion because you may not be eating the best selection of foods, you're going to get a lot less nutrients and therefore a lot less energy. And certain malnutritional problems will begin to crop up. So instead of these low-calorie things like salad after salad after salad, I suggest people start eating things that give them the biggest bang for their buck. Now, we're going to go to a break here shortly, and when we get back, I'm going to tell you what those foods are, because you don't need a whole lot of it. When you're eating nutrient-dense foods, you don't have to eat a whole lot of that food to get the best strength and power that that food has to offer to you. And calories at this point isn't the consideration. It's the density of that food that is. So since we're back from the break, I want to tell you about foods that are high in calories, high in macronutrients, high in vitamins, high in minerals that will give you the best bang for the buck. We'll be right back.
Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. You can get more information about me at jackstockwell.com. That's the structural stuff I do to the body and to the spine. The nutritional stuff that I do is at forbiddendoctor.com. And as I've often said, I'm not the forbidden doctor. Neither are my choice nutritionists. The forbidden doctor is that healing force deep inside you that's keeping you alive right now. It's allowing you to hear, allowing you to speak, allowing you to move. But most of all, healing your body from all the little ills and tragedies that happen to us from day to day to day. That was there at your conception, and it will be there till your last breath. And it's that forbidden doctor that we honor, because that's the thing that keeps you alive. So instead of low-calorie and hard-to-digest foods, I want them to take foods that are easy to digest so that you can get the nutrients that you need, the vitamins, the minerals, the enzymes. And the foods that generally fall into this category are some carbohydrates, but most like root vegetables that have to be well cooked, and fruit, particularly tropical fruit, and proteins like whitefish, shellfish, lots of broth, lots of meat, and how much and which cut depends on the person themselves. Eggs and dairy, if you can digest it. And by eggs, I mean pastured eggs. And by dairy, I mean raw milk, raw dairy. And fat, mainly saturated fat like butter, coconut oil, but also lard and tallow and ghee and bone marrow. And olive oil is great as long as it's never heated above 180 degrees centigrade. So the final piece of advice, as far as that's concerned, before I move on to some other subjects, to help with energy and digestion is to eat in a relaxed environment. Now, I know that sounds simple. Most people know it in a kind of a theoretical sense, but very few people are doing it because they're rushing. They're rushing through breakfast to get to school or to get to work. They're rushing through lunch to get back to classrooms or to get back to the office. And eating meal doesn't have to be a real long, drawn-out affair. But giving yourself some time to eat where your focus is the food. Why am I eating this? Why have I chosen this? how am I feeling as a result of eating this? And just take some deep breaths and enjoy the, you know, even if it's only 5 to 10 minutes of just slowing down, that will affect the digestive processes. Now, we have two sides of our autonomic nervous system, the sympathetic, which is fight or flight, and the parasympathetic, which is rest and digest. And you need to be in a relaxed state to digest your food properly, because if you're rushing around and you're full of anxiety about what you've got to get back to as soon as you're through eating, you're not giving your body a chance to slow down, or the ability to digest your food is definitely minimized. Now, I want to talk about, because I've been asked this already, we're not in the cold and flu season yet, but we're approaching it. And it usually starts, you know, around September, the last half of September, as the sun starts moving lower in the sky, you're getting less vitamin D. And when you start getting less vitamin D, you start absorbing less calcium. And when you have less calcium, you've just taken the bullets out of the gun of your immune system, which is why we find cold and flu season during the winter months, not during the summer months. So we will be coming up to a break here before too much longer, a few more seconds. And when we get back, I want to talk to you about how to protect yourself from the coronavirus or any virus, because there are viruses everywhere, on everything, in everything, through everything. So when we get back, we'll talk about that. You're listening to the Jack Stockwell Radio Talk Show program here as a part of the Good Day Health Show, and I will be right back.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have 2 daughters and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at, and you can quote.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. 3 more people have been federally charged in Texas in connection to a deadly smuggling event that happened back in March. They kidnapped a group of illegal immigrants and held them hostage in Houston hotel rooms.
The hostage takers were sent videos of the vicious beatings to the victims' families to get ransom payments.
FBI Houston Special Agent in Charge James Smith says 2 of the hostages were released. Law enforcement conducted an operation to rescue the remaining victim. The operation led to the death of one of the kidnappers. Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney says evidence regarding the alleged Gilgo Beach murderer will be handed over on a rolling basis.
We're just basically starting and then, you know, culling the material, providing it, and you know, sort of repeating the process. But there's, you know, it's a massive amount of material.
Tierney spoke outside the Long Island courthouse where Rex Huerman appeared for a pretrial hearing Tuesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com and also many podcasts here at Good Day Health Show with Doug Steffens. Okay, I want to talk to you about how to protect yourself from coronavirus, or any virus for that matter. For the last 3 years now, I mean, that's just kind of been dominating the news. And whether, regardless of where you think it came from an animal or a lab leak, regardless of the politics behind it, regardless of Wuhan, China, and all the other things that are involved, there's something that is consistent through all of this, and that is the power and the strength of your immune system, which is why two people can live together and one of them occasionally is sick, and the other one is never sick, even though they may be intimate with one another. It's the power of the immune system. It's why some people can start smoking as teenagers and smoke into their 80s and never have a spot on their lungs, except some tar. You know, some tar will accumulate, but no cancer, because of their immune system. It's why people can go into the upper headwaters of the Amazon River in some of the most primitive areas possible, and with a group of doctors, and I know one who was in this particular group, that go in there, and one of them, the one that is happens to be a patient of mine, took some supplements before they got in there and while they were there, and never once had any issue of sickness or disease, while the rest of them
were constantly looking for some kind of a toilet or an outhouse or something three or four times a day. So, it, again, the strength of the immune system. And so with coronavirus, it's kind of dropped out of the news a little bit, but it's going to come back. It's going to come back here really quick. They got a trivalent shot now with the RSV and the flu and the COVID all in one shot. I'm not going to tell you whether to do that or not. My suggestion is you seriously research whether you should be doing that or not. As for me in my house, we won't be getting any of those. What we spend our time on is building the immune system. So there's all these, this contagion of conspiracy theories that, you know, the coronavirus is a bioweapon invented by the Chinese, or coronavirus lingers on paper money, so governments want to go to a cashless society, or coronavirus has given the Italian and the Iranian governments an excuse to crack down on their dissidents, or that coronavirus is caused by 5G, which was rolled out in the Wuhan area, and outbreaks of worst-case scenario thinking, like the claim that coronavirus was going to infect 80% of the UK population, which it didn't. A few facts about coronavirus, I think, should help prevent panic here, because coronavirus has been around probably longer than we have, because SARS, which is severe acute respiratory syndrome, and MERS, the Middle East respiratory syndrome, are caused by a type of coronavirus. And like all viral outbreaks, they have their day and then they taper off. As the number of cases, you know, started to show up shortly after the disease showed up, even before the vaccine showed up. And the number of deaths from coronavirus is very low compared to the number of daily deaths from flu and pneumonia. And most of these occur in nursing homes among the elderly. And to date, that I know of, no child has died of COVID. No healthy child. Now, some very sick children may have, but no healthy child has died of it, even though they've got all these vaccines for healthy children. So the worst of all the hullabaloo is the bad advice that constantly fills the newspaper reports. People are engaging in extreme hand-washing, disinfecting their houses with Clorox, refusing handshakes, wearing masks. And remember that viruses are extremely, extremely tiny. So wearing a mask is like building a chain link fence to keep out the mice. So we don't read anything in the papers about building immunity because there's no money in that. We don't read anything about better food choices during a so-called pandemic because there's no money in that, which is kind of what I started this program out, that almost any business you can think of is profit motive. And so all diseases from coronavirus to tuberculosis, it's all about building immunity. In fact, the Washington Post has admonished its readers. They said you cannot build immunity to the coronavirus, so you've got to get the vaccine. Oh, my goodness, this is absolute nonsense. And like any virus, coronavirus is no match for someone who has a strong immune system. So here's some suggestions, diet-wise, on how you can bolster your own immune system to protect you from the coming months or the coming exposure, because you're going to be, even though you're doing what you can to strengthen your own immune system, to strengthen your own body's resilience against the possibility of disease, you're going to be associating with people who aren't going to be doing that. You're going to be rubbing shoulders with the sick. So here's some suggestions I recommend. Number one, vitamin A-rich foods. Vitamin A is your number one protection against the virus. Viruses come in through food and through air and through landing on the skin. You can't get away from viruses. They're not like these little black, little gray, spidery-like things hiding in the shadow waiting to jump on you when you walk through a doorway. Viruses are as plentiful in your environment as water is to a fish. They're everywhere. You can't get away from them. Most of them actually are no problem at all whatsoever. And so they land on you, or you breathe them in and they get to the mucous membranes on your throat, which is why they call this a respiratory disease, or in the sinus passages. The mucosal surface, the tissue, the moist tissue that lines your sinuses, that lines your throat, the best vitamin to strengthen the power of those tissues is vitamin A. So you want to take your cod liver oil that contains natural vitamin A
And here's a kicker that I do, and I recommend it to my patients, eat liver about once a week. It's one of the strongest, most concentrated forms of vitamin A that you can get. Along with vitamin A is vitamin D. Vitamin D works with vitamin A to strengthen the immune system. And the best sources are cod liver oil, egg yolks from pastured hens, butter from grass-fed cows, fish eggs, and lard from pigs that were raised outdoors. And I know lard is a crazy word here to be using, but it's one of the healthiest fats that's out there. Coconut oil. The coronavirus is a lipid-coated virus that spreads out in the presence of a medium that are the triglycerides. And the medium chain triglycerides, MCTs, there are bottles of MCTs out there floating around. Coconut oil is your best source for medium chain triglycerides. Coronavirus is completely absorbed in the presence of medium chain triglycerides, and coconut oil is the best source. Also, gelatin-rich bone broth. It supports the immune system. It helps us to detoxify. More and more people are incorporating bone broth into their diets. Vitamin C. Your best source is fermented veggies like sauerkraut. There is 10 times more vitamin C in sauerkraut than in fresh cabbage. That you know, if you ate a serving of coleslaw that's got some fresh cabbage mixed up with some kind of an oil in there, when it ferments and becomes sauerkraut, has 10 times more vitamin C than the same amount of fresh cabbage. And then saturated fats. Coronavirus has an affinity for the lungs, as I said. Your lungs cannot work without saturated fats. So you want to eat plenty of butter and stay away from all industrial fats and oils. Soybean, canola, cottonseed, for Pete's sake. I see foods that have cottonseed oil in it. We wear cotton. We don't eat cotton. Most of these oils are the way that they're processed, high temperatures and bleaches and everything else to make them clear and clean and make them look healthy, just totally destroys these fats in these oils, and they'll destroy your health. And then raw milk. You know, raw whole milk from pastured cows contains so many compounds that will strengthen the immune system. But once that raw milk has been pasteurized, those compounds are destroyed or broken down or denatured. The protein in raw milk is altered by pasteurizing. The fats in raw milk have been altered by pasteurizing. Heat isn't the best thing to add to raw foods like this unless they're vegetables and certain kinds of meat that need additional cooking to break down the surface structure of these foods so that when we chew them up, we can get more of the nutrition out of them. So the question I was asked, well, what about raw milk? Can't raw milk carry the coronavirus? A good question, but the answer is no. Coronavirus belongs to a general group of pathogens that cause what we know as respiratory diseases. And the fluids that are involved in coughing serve as the major mechanism for spreading to others and infecting the respiratory tract. And these pathogens will cause diseases that are categorized as airborne diseases. And the group of pathogens that are of concern in raw milk belong to the digestive disease group. And these pathogens prefer the digestive tract. They grow in the digestive tract. They spread to others in fluid from the digestive tract. And infection spreads to others through the food we eat. But these pathogens are in a group that cause foodborne diseases. So unless a person with coronavirus coughs directly into your milk, you're unlikely to get disease from drinking raw milk. And even then, your digestive tract is a suitable environment for viruses to grow. So that's why you need to drink more raw milk, because raw milk has the ingredients in it to keep the viruses at bay. Yes. If you put a quart of raw milk on your counter and a quart of pasteurized milk on your counter, an interesting thing will happen over the next week or two. The raw milk will go sour
And even then, it's actually healthier than it was in an unsoured state because of the fermentation that takes place in that milk. And if you can put that raw or that sour milk into soups, put it into your breads, put it into sauces, you are greatly boosting the nutritional value of that food. But the pasteurized milk has had, in the pasteurization process, it's destroyed what preserves the milk, and that milk doesn't go sour, it rots. So when you have milk that's pasteurized, that's been in the fridge too long, and you open it up, whoa, it's gone sour, we think it's gone, no, it's rotted. And it is a poison. It's toxic. You do not use that whatsoever in anything. So when we kind of use coronavirus outbreaks when they happen. And there'll be virus outbreaks this coming winter, and my patients will ask, and I'll say, support your local farmers if raw milk is legal in your state. And it's amazing to me how it isn't in a lot of states. Drink more raw milk. That's what I do. And how do you know if you have coronavirus? Coronaviruses are cold viruses. That's just it. And there's a lot more that I can talk about with this relative to the coronavirus. But what's important is that building the immune system will protect you not only from coronavirus, but all the other kind of viruses that are out there floating around and all the other kinds of bacteria that's out there floating around. Food is your best medicine. So it's worth it to spend as much time as you can researching this and providing your families with the best source of food that came from Mother Nature. So that I'm going to be joining Doug here in a few minutes, and it's my pleasure to do so. You can get more information about me at jackstockwell.com as well as forbiddendoctor.com. So stick around, and I'm going to join Doug here in just a moment.
Stephen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Favorite people in life is a gentleman named Jack Stockwell. He happens to be a doctor. He's a professor. He's a bon vivant. He likes to eat like me. He's a great guy, and he also happens to have great knowledge about what's happening in the wellness world. And you'll be happy to know, Jack, that this is the beginning of National Wellness Month. The concept of self-care and how we either do or don't kind of practice those principles. Isn't it funny how some people just sign on to this? And it's interesting when I compare what your thoughts are to Dr. Ken. That's why you're both part of Good Day Health. And there's such a stark difference between the two of you and your practices, and yet you're both healthy. And your patients seem to be healthy, but yet you don't agree on a lot of the things that aim at keeping people well. And so as we practice wellness, understanding that there's room for both, I think the word here to the wise is taking care of yourself. So when you have people come into your clinic in Salt Lake City, do you discuss with them their own concept of their health and their idea of being well? Does that come up?
Absolutely.
I
almost always, when I consult with a new patient, as I was consulting with one yesterday that came in from Wyoming, and I said, tell me about your diet. Oh, we have a good diet. Well, what do you mean by a good diet?
Yeah, exactly.
Salad. They eat salads.
Really?
Yeah, that's most people think if they're eating salads, then they're eating healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, so I have to go back to square one and say, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about what animal products are you eating? Oh, well, I like steak, or I like chicken, I like fish, this kind of stuff. And I say, well, what makes you think eating salad makes you healthy? And I don't say it like that. I don't say it condescendingly. I just really want to know why. Well, we're supposed to eat so many things of fruits and vegetables. And I said, yes, that's what the U.S. Department of Agriculture wants you to believe. But how much study have you really put into this? Not that there's anything wrong with salad. I just don't want you to equate the more salad you eat, the healthier you're going to be. Because the more salad you eat, the less of other things you need to eat that are very, very, just,
don't you think,
in some cases, more important.
Let's talk about what you put onto the salad. Isn't the salad so much? What do you put on it? Like, do you use apple cider vinegar or balsamic vinegar or something like that?
That's what I suggest.
Or do you lather it up with ranch dressing?
Well, most of the commercial dressings out there are soybean oil or canola oil based. Both of which will destroy your heart. There's no issue about it. The science is overwhelming in this area. You don't want to eat these terribly overprocessed vegetable oils. So, like you said, and they said, well, what should we do? And I said, well, I suggest you use apple cider vinegar and you use extra virgin olive oil and then sprinkle in oregano or whatever kinds of dressing, herbs for seasoning that you want to do. But when you can give your heart extra virgin first
squeeze. That takes work, Jack. That takes concentration.
That's it. Well, when I shake it up in a bottle, then the vinegar and they all separate and... Well, for Pete's sake, come on. Come on. Do you know what kind of chemicals exist inside the commercial salad dressings to keep them bound together? It's not good for you.
I got to be thinking about that. There's a long way from chemistry and science and biology class in high school, and a lot of that stuff isn't discussed anyway. You know, you published something, the Good Day Health Program every weekend with Jack.
Yes.
Puts together lots of bits and pieces, like what we're talking about here. You also... in addition to talking about the things that you eat, what about what you drink, like coffee, for example? A lot of people drink coffee and they think they're going to go on a buzz. I want to wake up. I need to get my energy up, so I have a cup of coffee. Is that counterintuitive?
No, it's because of the caffeine. Now, caffeine is naturally found in about 60 different plants. But it's concentrated in coffee, and people will drink coffee because it's a stimulant to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
But an interesting study has come out recently regarding taking a power nap and having a cup of coffee at the same time. A lot of people will take a little coffee to get through the afternoon.
Right.
And if it's convenient for them to have a power nap, there is this chemical, adenosine, that blocks caffeine from doing its job, and a power nap helps to reduce the adenosine that's in the brain. So if you took the coffee at the same time you had a 15, 20-minute power nap, or even a 10-minute power nap, which I do every afternoon,
I do too.
Adenosine levels drop, and the effect of the caffeine is much stronger for the afternoon to keep you awake if you have a little nap at the same time you take the caffeine. Now, that sounds counterintuitive.
It does.
But there's science behind it.
Really? All right. All right, there it is. You can check that out probably at jackstockwell.com. Jack and Doug here. Good Day Health. Time is 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.